Let's look the Lord in prayer. Oh God, Heavenly Father, we are so grateful and thankful to you on this day of prayer meeting, even towards this end of Tuesday, that we can come together to listen to your word, that we may encourage one another and bring forth our petitions towards you to pray for one another. And Lord, may you grant us peace, grant us grace, and help us to draw close to you, even in this hour of prayer meeting. So we pray and give thanks to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The topic today is about God's grace towards Samson. And I'm sure many of us, when we're young, when we hear the story of Samson, we were like, wow, that's the strongest guy we've ever heard of. And how nice would it be to be like Samson, strong, mighty, able to take down many opponents. That was wonderful, right? And especially if you go for PE lessons, you will have no trouble with physical training because you are the strongest guy around. I'm not sure how fast can Samson run, but for sure he will have no trouble with doing pull-ups and push-ups. But we all know that Samson, while he was well known for his strength, God-given strength, he has a lot of issues, a lot of trouble. And if he was one of your schoolmates in school, you'll probably either a friend of him because he can take down your enemies and your bullies, or you'll be really hating him so much, just like the Philistines, because you'll be going around brawling with everybody, giving everyone lots of trouble, even his own people. And yet, despite of all the strength that God has given him, and all the weaknesses, all the issues, and all the troubles that he has caused towards his own family, towards himself, towards his people, God has ordained him as the judge of Israel to fight against the Philistines. He was the heroes of the Israelites during the time of Judges. And the point we want to share today is sinful steps lead us away from God. And that was exactly what happened to Samson. Although he was a Nazarite, set apart by God, from his parents from young, but he wasn't submissive to God and probably not even submissive to his parents, because we can hear from the evidence when he wanted to have a bride from the Philistines as his first wife, despite of the disagreement from his parents. And yet he insisted. And of course, we know from there were a lot of troubles, and eventually the Philistines were cruel. They burned his wife and killed the family because he caused trouble to the Philistines by setting the foxes' tails on fire and burning up all the crops. But yet, after he has avenged his wife and the father-in-law by killing 1,000 Philistines, that was the first time in the book of Judges, chapter 13 to 16, he actually prayed to God for help, because he was thirsty. He was dying from thirst. And that was where Judges 15, it was recorded for us, that Samson judged, or was the hero of the Jews towards the Philistines for 20 years. And that was also when it leads to the Judges chapter 16, where he again fell in love with a Philistine woman called Delilah, and that led to his downfall. So the application for today's sharing is come back to God and confessing our sins to Jesus, to God. Because we all know that Delilah caused Samson's downfall. Eventually, he lost his hair, which was the source of his strength. His eyes was gouged out. He was made a mockery by the Philistines. And there was no mention at all of him with his parents. And he was visiting prostitutes with the Philistines area. He was just wandering. And finally, towards the end of his life, he prayed again. It's the second time when he asked God to grant him the strength, asked for forgiveness. But even then, in Judges 16, you remember, he prayed not for God, but for to avenge his two eyes. And while God granted him his faith to ask God for help, he took down more Philistines that he ever did in his entire life. And the verse I want to share today is taken from 1 John 1:7. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. And how we pray and we wish that Samson would have more evidences of him walking in the light. But as the Hebrews verse 11 says, we may think that perhaps Samson was rejected by God. Perhaps we can say Samson was not in the faith. Perhaps we can say Samson was not close to God. Hebrews 11 tells us from verse 32, what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson. Samson is recorded for us in the hall of faith. And of Jephthah, of David and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of sword, out of weakness were made strong. Remember about these, the weaknesses. And Samson has a lot of weaknesses. And he was also made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight of the armies of the aliens. And each of these person in the book of Judges, we do realize that all of them have weaknesses, just like us. We have weaknesses. We may have anger issue. We may have anxiety. We may have fear. Sometimes we focus so much of our weaknesses that we forget of our strength. Now, what happened to Samson? Samson took some steps which took him away from God. And can you think of a time he really wanted his own ways? In fact, many, many times he wanted his own way. And he wanted to marry the Philistine girl, even when his father advised against it. And, you know, when we are Christian and when we are selfish, and when we talk about selfish, we talk about we being self-centered, we want our own way, we justify our own means, and rather than glorifying God, we want to glorify self and seek means to satisfy ourselves. It gradually leads us a step away from God, and that is sin. And it gradually spoils our relationship and our friendship with God. And that's exactly what happened in Samson's life too. Right? So we can see Samson losing his hair here finally. And his eyes was gouged out. And he lost his hair. And finally, he asked God for one final favor. Please grant me my strength that he can take down his enemies. Now, I'm going to share something using the first letter of Samson, which is the S-A-M-S-O-N, and what we can learn from Samson, because despite of all the weaknesses that he have, the Bible gives us a lot of character study so that we are not alone, and we do realize that the heroes of the Bible are equally having challenges, just as all of us here. S for strength. Samson, he displayed immense physical strength, and that helped us to symbolize the gifts and talents from God to each of us to overcome challenges. And we should remember the importance of perseverance and the determination in achieving our goals. And many times we focus on our weaknesses rather than our strength. If a fish tries to climb like a monkey, he will fail very miserably. But if the fish focuses on his strength and swim, he will be able to go the distance, go the miles, and he will realize that by tapping on his strengths, abilities, he's able to perform exceeding much for the glory of God, to allow God to make use of him because of his strength. And Samson allowed God to make use of his strength. He didn't keep the strength to himself, but he used the God-given strength for God's use to defeat the Philistines and as the judge of the Jews for 20 years. A for anger. And we all know anger is just one letter short of danger. And that's how dangerous Samson has been living his life with. Because he was always angry. Because of anger, he was able to take out the Philistines. But I'm sure God would have been able to use him in a way without him being angry. But he was angry. But God used him nonetheless. He was angry. He set the foxes' tails on fire and burned up Philistine's crop. Anger is one letter short of danger, and he has caused a lot of trouble to everybody. M for mistakes. Samson's story warns us about the consequences of lacking self-control. And his downfall comes from his inability to control his desires and impulses. And while we can learn from our own mistake and avoid our own mistake, it is even more important to learn from other people's mistakes so that we don't repeat it ourselves and try to exercise self-control in our own lives. And many times we can say we can't control ourselves, but yet the Word of God tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, casting down imaginations, thoughts, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Yes, by God's grace, by God's means, we can bring our thoughts and into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Just as Philippians 4:8 tells us, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is good, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is of virtue, whatsoever is of any praise, and the list goes on, think on these things. So, mystics. M for mystics. And S for submission from Samson. Despite Samson's strength, Samson's downfall was often due to his lack of submission to God's will. And we can learn of Samson's story that humility, obedience, and surrendering to a higher power, God himself, are essential for a fulfilling and purposeful life. And that was exactly what happened to Samson when he came to the end of his strength, where he lost all his strength. Everything was taken away from him. The Spirit of God left him. He was tormented. He was made a mockery of. He lost his sight. He turned to God with humility. He turned to God with obedience. He surrendered himself to God. And submission to God is so important. Oh, the second last letter of Samson, overcoming. Despite his flaws and failures, Samson also experienced moments of redemption and triumph. And this is a story that teaches us that it is possible to overcome our past mistakes. Because when Samson prayed to God the first time, when he was very thirsty and he thought he was dying from thirst, that was the first time that it was recorded for us. Samson, judge, was the judge for Israel for 20 years. And he continued from there. He found restoration. He found ability to overcome his past mistake, forgiveness, and renewed purposes. Unfortunately, Judges 16 recorded for us, he fell into temptation again to the Delilah. And finally, the letter N. I can think of it for negative relationships. And that reminds of what kind of negative relationships we might have in our life. Could be our friends, could be our circle of influence. Samson's involvement with Delilah, who betrayed him, showcases the negative impact of unhealthy relationship. I used to share with the children who come from VBS the story of the paralytic, where his four friends brought him to Jesus and he was healed. Yes, a positive relationship will bring us to Christ. Unfortunately, if we surround ourselves with negative relationship, ungodly people, they too will lead us astray. And finally, with the word Samson, we know the final book of Judges chapter 16, Samson ended with the return to God. And throughout Samson's story, we see God's faithfulness despite of Samson's shortcomings, mistakes, and error. This reminds us of God's unconditional love and grace when we fall short. And Samson did not give up. Samson didn't run away from God. But instead, when everything was lost, when Samson was down, when Samson was alone, Samson turned to God finally, and he prayed to God, "Oh Lord, remember me, and please strengthen me just this time." And this prayer can be equally valuable for us when we are down, when we are out of touch with God. Cry out to God, "Lord, remember me, strengthen me just this time." And let's look to God in prayer as we close this sharing. And I pray that this would have been an encouragement to you as much as it has been an encouragement for me. Oh Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your examples and stories of the people that you have used throughout the Bible. Some are amazing, some are weak, Some are flawed, some are filled with weaknesses, but yet through it all, you have granted them strength, granted them ability. And Lord, you have never failed us, nor forsake us, and you have always been with us when we seek you and we come forth before you. So Lord, we ask that you will forgive us of our sins. Grant us the strength, even as you have granted strength to Samson. Help us to overcome, as you have helped Samson to overcome. Lord, we need you. We need you every hour. Grant us the strength and grant us the grace. For we pray all this and give thanks and to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.